This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Cooler breezes in Haifa. A warm night ahead for most. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked IDF forces in southern Lebanon, killing six gunmen in Bint Jabel. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, the IDF ordered the evacuation of a village in southern Lebanon. This came after Hezbollah shot down an Israeli drone. That's from the Jerusalem Post reporting earlier today. Also this hour, Israel prepares for potential talks or their collapse as a third aircraft carrier heads to the region. NN12 reported on the developments earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealed he underwent prostate cancer treatment. He had kept this diagnosis private during the Iran conflict, as reported by Forward earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu's cancer treatment revelation was also confirmed by JTA. He delayed the medical report to prevent Iran from exploiting the information. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies commented earlier today on France's stance on Hezbollah. France remains the only EU country opposing its terrorist designation. According to Al Arabiya, Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a ship today. It was suspected of collaborating with the US military. Middle East 24 reported on the Lebanese foreign minister's comments. Hezbollah's actions have pushed for direct talks as a viable solution. Let's go deeper into today's stories. Starting with the Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel details that the assault targeted IDF positions. The exchange comes amid a ceasefire extension announced by former President Trump. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for broader regional stability. Turning to the IDF evacuation order in Deir Ammar. The Jerusalem Post reports that this follows Hezbollah's use of a surface-to-air missile. The evacuation highlights ongoing security threats despite attempts at a truce. Civilians in the region face increasing uncertainty. Meanwhile, Israel's strategic military positioning intensifies. NN12 highlights the movement of a third aircraft carrier to the region. This is in preparation for possible diplomatic talks or their breakdown. The increased military presence underscores the gravity of the situation. Prime Minister Netanyahu's health disclosure adds a personal dimension to the current political landscape. Forward's report shows how health and security issues interconnect at the highest levels. This revelation may influence public perception of his leadership. And finally, the JTA adds context to Netanyahu's decision-making during the Iran conflict. By withholding his medical condition, Netanyahu aimed to prevent Iranian propaganda. This highlights the delicate balance of personal privacy and national security. Turning to business and markets. First, Vast Data has achieved a significant milestone with a $1 billion funding round. CTEC reports this matches the country's largest funding achievements, showcasing investor confidence in AI. Separately, El Al plans to announce a new Tel Aviv route. Globes notes this will coincide with Argentinian President Javier Milei's upcoming visit to Israel. And finally, a ceasefire with Iran and Hezbollah is economically beneficial for Israel. Ynet Business reports it could save tens of billions of shekels, reducing daily costs significantly. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.